Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And today I have a guest that is a relatively new acquaintance of mine, but I'm so thrilled to have gotten to know him. Welcome, David Gonzalez.
Thank you so much, Sharon. I really, really appreciate being here.
Well, I just love when I first looked up your bio or on the online, you said, the most connected man in digital marketing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. When you talk about
digital marketing and the world that we live in, the viral world, that's amazing. I need to know this guy because you know, I always talk about the power of association.
Thank you. You
live it. And part of what you sent to me, you build relationships that lead to millions, probably millions of people as well as millions of dollars.
Yep.
It's so important. And I think you live and breathe it just like I do. So I'm just so thrilled to make your acquaintance.
Thank you very much, Sharon. And as I shared with you when we were connected by our friend TR, there's indicators along the way of along the path of success and along the way of life revealing itself as whether I'm heading down the right path or not. And you know, I grew up reading the Rich Dad books, and you know, I've known of you for years and have a couple of your books on my shelf. And so, you know, when we got introduced, and I just wanted to show up with nothing but value, because it's always an indicator to me when the mentors that I've had through the books that I've read and the podcasts I've listened to, and then now they're featuring me, it's always kind of like, okay, keep going. So it's an honor to be here.
Well, it's a mutual honor. I'm very excited. And I love it because you'll read somebody, I'm a serial entrepreneur. You're a serial super connector. I love that.
Yes.
With a deep interest in the human experience, emotion, and psychology. And that's, you basically started personal development training centers and programs, but now you've got several companies that you built.
Yeah.
Internet Marketing Party, Affiliate Management Agency, and the Truth Coalition, which is a foundation and humanitarian impact movement. So I want to talk about those, but I want to step back in time and talk about little David. Because so many times when I'm interviewing people of your stature, some people go, oh, easy for him to say. So I want people to understand and relate to the human that you are, David, and where you started.
Wow. Well, I will say thank you for asking that. I just got goosebumps all up my body because I grew up along the southernmost tip of Texas, right along the Mexican border, where it's not quite the U.S. and it's not quite Mexico. There, the population is 99.8% Mexican American, and at least 40% of those are what we would call illegal immigrants. But you know, a lot of, like, most people, many people in that region only speak Spanish and very choppy English. It's a very highly impoverished zone that is fueled by the drug trade and agriculture. And I don't remember a lot of my childhood, and I've come to realize as I've gotten older that that's probably because there was more trauma there than I am, that will be revealed to me as I do more and more work. But my parents never really learned how to communicate well, as I learned later. They were separated by the time I was 6 years old. My mother asked me to go, and as a six-year-old boy, to urge my father to not leave as he was driving away. And I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And my father looked at me and said, son, we can't always have what we want. And I've done a lot of work on that. This is, you know, I'm now getting to the point where I can share that story without crying. By the time I was 7, they were divorced. Went through, I was actually a really good student as a very, like, second grade. I got the second highest score in the standardized achievement score in the whole school, a test rather, in the whole school. But then by the time I was in 8th grade, at the tender age of 13, I had been caught with marijuana at my 8th grade junior high school, and I was failing a lot of my grades and almost got expelled, and just kind of kept it together well enough that I could get accepted to the University of Texas here in Austin, where I currently reside. But because I had such poor study habits, and it was just kind of like, yippee, time to escape where I had come from, I finished my freshman year with a whopping 0 grade point average. So yeah, maybe that tells you a little bit of where I've come from. I'll tell you more, or like, I don't, that
Well, so when you got out into the real world,
yeah.
what led you to getting interested in digital marketing?
Okay, so that's a quick story. So I ended up going back down to the Rio Grande Valley because my mother got breast cancer, and ended up I was her primary caregiver for the last 3 years of her life. She passed away, and she had a life insurance policy, so left me and my brother about $100,000, and at that point I had already started studying about financial literacy. I'd already come across Tony Robbins' work and Rich Dad work, and started reading your books, and so I knew that I needed to somehow turn this into something more, but I didn't know how. So I started studying neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and that's where I kind of figured out, like, well, maybe if I learned enough about my brain and my mind and my past, and I got into hypnotherapy, and I started a business that was a part of a franchise program, where I built that to $1 million a year business. Joined YEO, and that's where I started getting bigger mentorship that helped me realize that this business had really small margins and it was trending downward. And so I sold that business for the skin of my teeth, and I had money and I had time. I had a 7 Series BMW, I had time, and at that point the internet was just starting to take off. In fact, that was one of the reasons that our business started floundering, because we used to run these big $8,000 full page ads in the newspaper advertising our hypnosis business, and then the internet started coming around, and it just took a toll on our business. And I picked up a copy of Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek, and I saw, ooh, lifestyle business, like, and I had a friend that I knew was making millions selling things on the internet. So I asked him to coach me, and he was in Dallas and I was in Austin, and he introduced me to a couple of his friends that were running very successful affiliate. So they were super affiliates promoting other people's products. And so they asked me, because I'm a very outgoing, very, very, personable attitude that can talk to just about anybody. And they said, hey, will you be our affiliate manager for this launch that we're going to do? And they ended up introducing me to every big name in the digital marketing space, from Frank Kern, Yannick Silver, Perry Belcher, Ryan Dice, like names that these days have become legends in the direct response internet marketing space. And I had their cell phone numbers, and I had money and I had time, so I didn't come off as needy. And they started inviting me to all their masterminds, and I'd show up in my 7 Series with top shelf tequila and all the mixers. And so they'd ask me, what do you do? And I'd say, well, I'm just working on some things, trying to. And I think I've come to realize what they thought was that I was running these big traffic sites, and that I didn't want to tell them what I was doing, because, as you can reverse engineer your success online, and then people can, you attract competition. And so they kept inviting me to deeper and deeper, into their community, even though they were running these multi-million-dollar businesses. And I didn't realize until about 4 years in that, I had heard that quote that you're the equivalent of the 5 people you spend the most time with, and all the people I was hanging around with were all multimillionaires living lavish lifestyles. When I had the hypnotherapy center, we had a couple of credit cards that had high limits on them, and we would pay them off every month. We would keep no balance on them. But after I sold the business, I just kept leaning on this idea that, oh, something will happen. You know, I'll have a big break, and with all the people in my network that are all very wealthy, I'll figure it out. I'm a hustler. I make things happen. And one day we stopped off to a friend's housewarming party to buy a 6-pack or a 12-pack of some craft beer, because the people who had, they'd actually bought a house for me. I had gotten my real estate license because I realized something wasn't quite right. And my wife said, don't use the Chase card. And my heart fell to my belly, and I went in, got the beer, came back out, went to the housewarming party. As we were driving home, I said, Holly, why did you say don't use the Chase card? And she said, it's tapped out. The only one we have left is, and it makes me even a little emotional now thinking about that moment. But I realized we had tapped out our unsecured line of credit, which was about an $80,000 line of credit. Each of these credit cards had between $30,000 to $50,000. I tallied it out up, and then we had over $130,000 worth of unsecured debt. Mm-hmm. And I decided, well, the only way out is, you know, bankruptcy. And I tried all these different things, but a friend of mine, you know, turned me onto this book called Money Drunk, Money Sober by, she wrote, Julia Cameron, that wrote The Artist's Way. And I read that, and that's just, it helped me see that I was a big deal chaser. And at that point, I started hosting these monthly events that where I'd bring in a speaker that was a multi-millionaire internet marketer and put him on a stage in a bar, like a TED Talk style bar, like presentation in a bar. And we started out as fun, and then we started recording them, and then I'd start having people fly in from around the country. And then over a month, you know, a couple of months became a couple of years, and a couple of years became 5 years, became 10 years. And it became the kind of thing where, like, you know how in the comedy world, there's the Laugh Factory or the Comedy Store, where everybody from Robin Williams to Gilda Radner to Richard Pryor, like, you know, you haven't really made it.
It's the place to be. It's the place.
Yeah, unless you've had your picture taken at the Comedy Store, you haven't really made it. And so I've had all these multimillionaires that fly in to speak at the internet marketing party. And all we do is it's an evening event where people come in from all over the place, and they network, and they hear the speaker, and it's become the thing. And that's what allowed me to start my agency, because when I realized I had all that debt, I was like, how am I going to get out of this? And then a friend of mine said, Dave, it's time to leverage and monetize your relationships in a way that doesn't impact them negatively. You have friends that have big email lists, big podcasts, there wasn't even podcasts at that point, that have big, you know, YouTube channel, all these different groups. And then you have these friends that have these best-selling products. Why don't you broker it? And sure enough, I started doing that. I started making $30,000 here, $20,000 there, $15,000 there. And I managed to get myself out of debt and start an agency. And that's the long and the short of it. Hope that wasn't too long-winded.
Not at all. I think what you've done is you've given the listener and the viewer the fact that if you could get from that point of debt to where you are, so could they. Because a lot of people are now still mired in debt, and they don't see the possibility. And it is so much in today's world, the power of association. All of my success I can track back to having the right people in the room and having the right partners to be able to expand and grow and scale. So it's really important. So talk about something, you know, that was like I never say the most exciting, because people ask me that and I go crazy, but talk about one of the, an exciting time in your life when you knew you'd created tremendous value for people.
I would say the first time that I realized that I was just creating so much value was, so there's a big digital marketing conference called, Traffic and Conversion Summit. It's put on by a digital marketer, and digital marketers based out of Austin. And so when we would host our events here in Austin, they were usually on Tuesday or Wednesday nights. So the bar would let us host their events there, and we'd bring them a business, and they'd sell lots of alcohol, and we'd have a free venue, like, to host these really fun parties. Well, when Digital Marketer was still doing Traffic and Conversion Summit in Austin, one year that they did it, I thought, well, what if I just reached out to all my friends that are flying in from around the world and said, hey, come in on Thursday night because registration's on Friday. We'll do internet marketing party on Thursday. And we had, you know, 400, 500 people with a line around the door. And then Digital Marketer moved to San Diego. And we're like, well, why don't we have a party there? And there's a big internet marketer named Frank Kern. And I was like, why don't we do a party with Frank? And I asked Frank, and Frank's this really, like, just exceedingly excruciating introvert guy. And he agreed to do it because he thought it sounded fun. And we had 400, it's a funny number, we had literally 420 people show up, and we didn't plan for that. You know, it was in San Diego, and it was a lot of fun. But then a couple years later, we had a party in San Diego, and we had a guy named Ty Lopez speak. And we had over 1,200 people show up to that party. And, like, you name it, like the Jay Abraham, Mike Koenigs, like Roland Frazier, like the biggest. I mean, Ty showed up in his Lamborghini with models. And, like, it's just, you know, we had a red carpet and, like, everybody. Like, literally, our party was the talk of the the whole event. And all I did was throw a party, but that served as the foundation for me to be like, I couldn't walk more than 3 feet in this big Marriott marquee conference, like, hotel without Dave. Hey, can I get a safe selfie? Hey, I mean, it's just, I kind of at some points call myself the P. Diddy of direct response digital marketing, because I kind of got famous by throwing parties, but never trying to monetize them, because people will go, like, how do you even make money? And it's kind of like, well, I just add value and give and add value and help. Like when we met, and I was like, hey, let me introduce you to Roland. Hey, let me introduce you to Garrett. Hey, who else can I? And that, it's just kind of like a cycle that just, you know, perpetual motion machine. And it feels really good. I'm doing an emotional intelligence program right now. And one of the big takeaways I got from that is that love is abundant. I used to think that, and I didn't realize this until after I got this distinction, that love, I was treating love like if this was a 1 gallon jug of love, and I better, you know, like the laws of physics say, if this is fuel, you better use it, you know, strategically and where it's going to give you the most reward. And that's, I was being selective. And in this program, I just opened up to the realization that, you know what? The more I am love, the more I give love, the more I give connection, the more that I am vulnerable, the more love I have, and it expands. And the more that people around me are loving, and, you know, I'm talking about love on a channel around finance and money. But at the end of the day, I love Warren Buffett's. There was a period of my life where I was listening to Warren Buffett and watching Warren Buffett YouTube videos every morning for 5 minutes to 20 minutes. It was just kind of a way to, like, I thought, like, what if Warren Buffett was my mentor? He kind of is. All I have to do is listen to him every morning. And there were several instances where he'll do a keynote at Harvard, you know, the graduation speech, or he'll go to speak with the entrepreneur group at MIT or something. And invariably someone will ask him, Warren, Mr. Buffett, what is your definition of success? And at the end of the day, what he says is, you know what? This might sound funny coming from me, who has at the time was the wealthiest man on the planet. But what it really comes down to is, do the people that you want to love you back? So if you're hearing that from the world's wealthiest man, then I think love does belong in a conversation around money.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you've heard other people talk about, you know, when you're on your deathbed, you're not asking for more money, you're asking for more time with your family and your loved ones. So it's, you know, when people ask me that, my definition of success is how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. It has nothing to do with money in the bank account. So
yeah.
Are you proud of the person you've become? So it's very, very important. So as we wrap up this one, you're going to stay with me and do another short interview.
Okay.
Private Facebook group. But as we wrap this up, I'd love for you, for the people that are watching or listening, you know, they're here trying to find that one or two things that's going to help them break to the next level in their entrepreneurial success. So, and they're looking for a way to make those connections. And you certainly, you are the, know, the absolute epitome of, again, the super connector.
Yeah.
So how do they start? How, if they want to be able to meet somebody, how do they find that access to get to know?
I think that's a great question, because if someone is wondering how to do this, the first thing I would do is I would find, get clear on what are you naturally interested in? What lights your heart? What makes you come alive? And find mutual interest in those things, with, instead of setting your sights on a target in the business or in the industry you're in, because chances are really good that whoever you've got your sights on, like, let's say you wanted to meet Gary Vaynerchuk, or you wanted to meet Sharon Lecter, or you wanted to meet Elon Musk, you know, chances are really good that if you aren't clear on what lights your candles, what floats your boat, when you interact with those people, you're just going to be another fanboy or another fangirl, and they're just going to look past you. But if you're secure in who you are and what matters to you, that passion, that zest for life is infectious, and that people feel. So that's the foundational piece. So instead of looking outward, I am going to encourage you to look inward and make sure that you know and you're comfortable in who you are. As, like, Sharon, as you say, like, when you look in the mirror, do you love who you see? And if you don't, start there, because if you don't love who you see, how can you expect one of these heroes or icons or titans in business to love you or to want to help you? So that's the first place I'd start. And while that might sound really monumental, here's the second more easy piece to work on. And that is identify what are the people that you're wanting to connect with, interested in, and who are the people around them in their circle. Because if I wanted to get in touch with somebody that's like an icon or a titan or a very important, influential person in my industry, it's going to be a lot easier to win favor from the person that is the gatekeeper, or the person that whispers in their ear, that's behind the scenes, or the person that sits on their board of advisors, that isn't the celebrity, isn't the face, isn't the person that everyone's coming to every day, all the time, wanting to pitch them on something. So, but that's why I'm saying it's kind of important for you to be secure in who you are and what you're interested in, because there's a saying that's interested is interesting. So you can't be interesting if you're not interested in other people. And the best way to be interested in other people is to identify what is it that other people are passionate about. But it's going to be hard to really link to that if you're not passionate about something yourself. So once you do those two steps, then it's a matter of, like, first really building relationship based on those mutual interests or based on those idiosyncratic things. And if you do have some talent or skill that's valuable in the marketplace, this goes back to Think and Grow Rich or any of those, you know, old, you know, classic books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is show up with value, offer to work for that person for free for a month, to just give. And if you aren't in a place financially where you can do that, then get yourself in a place. Like, it's, you know, I think too many people in this age of social media where you can just scroll and have a dopamine hit, where we're so, you know, instant gratification society, such an instant gratification society, that I think we just want. And I think anybody that tells you this 1-2-3 punch about how you can go from zero to hero is trying to sell you something. So the information I'm giving you here is more about real foundational relationship building, that if you do it, it might not be as sexy as somebody who comes along and tells you to sign up for this app and then you do this and all of a sudden you have a million Facebook friends, but it's not based on anything real. So hope that helps.
I just love what you've just been saying. It's as if I was saying it myself, because we're so aligned. I love that. You know, we talk to people all the time when they're looking at trying to expand their circles of influence. And I go, you know, what are you passionate about? Find out something. You know, if you want to meet somebody and they're involved in a charity and that's something that's consistent with what you believe in, get involved, show up so that they see that you're, you know, you are somebody that's there to support and roll up your sleeves and get things done. And, you know, it's because a lot of people have gatekeepers. People want to get to me. They come through Angela, and she's the one that can say, you know, where's the win, win, win. It's not just the win for the person calling, it's for the person you're calling and the customer. So important.
Thank you. And one little tidbit that I'll say that might help, that's just kind of like one of those like nuggets, is realize that no matter who your heroes are, no matter how big of a titan that is, no matter how sought after they are, there's some part of that, of their humanity, where they're suffering, where they're afraid that their daughter is going to go off with the bad, you know, the bad boy. They're concerned that their sister just got diagnosed with cancer. They're concerned that one of their business partners might be exhibiting signs of like bipolar. Everyone's fighting a silent battle. I don't care who it is. Name me the biggest, most successful, most powerful, influential, motivational leader, business icon, political leader, religious leader, it doesn't matter who it is. Everyone's fighting a battle. And if you can be present and be and connect with the humanity of who it is that you're wanting to do business with, you'll find a friend first, and people like to do business with people that they like.
I love that. Oh my gosh, David, that was brilliant. And I want everybody to hit rewind and re-listen to the last few minutes, because what he just said was not just a gold mine from a business perspective, but from being a human being perspective. I think is fantastic. And I think what you've seen is the reason why David is as successful as he is because he walks the talk. So David, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. And is there a way people can find you?
You know, I am working on that, because I've spent so much time connecting and supporting people. I have my agency, which is simplythecoolest.com, but I'm doing a lot less there. I've got an endorsement deal with a big platform called Digistore 24 that I'm helping people get on that platform. I think go to david@internetmarketingparty.com would be a good, that's an email that I check.
All right.
And that'll come to me.
Or you can reach out to us at info@sharonlechter.com. We can make it happen. But David, sure. Thank you so much for your time. I value it. I really appreciate you. And I look forward to the opportunities we can create together. And
thank you,
hang on for a moment, because we're going to do another short one. But for those of you with us right now, thank you so much. And this is about the Play Big Movement, me number one in your field, living your legacy and creating maximum impact. And David has just shown you how you can expand your network and add more value to it. So thank you for listening to this episode, and have an incredible day. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn @Sharon Lechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.